Good morning. Well, maybe before we get into the word, let's just pray. Heavenly Father, I do want to thank you that we can freely gather together. Lord, I thank you that we can get together and we can praise your name, we can exalt you, and we can get into your word. And I ask that your word, Lord, would encourage each person here. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so this morning, there was one specific verse that I really wanted to get to, but I'll share a few. Same concept. And I think it's very applicable for the body of Christ, which obviously he puts us in small little bodies, little local churches. Gave gifts to men. Now this he ascended, what does it mean? But that he also first descended into the lower parts of the earth. He who descended is also the one who ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and teachers. For the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. And I guess I just wanted to look at this here. It says that he gave gifts to men and women. Verse 11 says he gave some to be apostles. The apostles are those that often go into a different region and they'll plant a church and they'll appoint elders and then they'll move on to the next region. And he gave some to be prophets. And prophets are often those who have a real burden for the body and they're able to discern where things are at and they're able to share the right things at the right time to help purify the church and bring exhortation just when needed. And he gave some to be evangelists. And those are the ones that seem to have a real burden to share with those who don't know Christ. Right? And he gave some to be pastors. And this is the one I really wanted to be a pastor in a lot of ways nowadays, but I think it should be a shepherd. A shepherd is someone who takes care of the sheep. And so a shepherd is someone who has a heart to take care of others. If you see someone hurting or struggling, you have a heart or a concern or a care for them. And I think this is important because nowadays it seems like the word pastors is used as a title. But really, it's a gift, and it's given, right? Because we need shepherds. You think of the greatest shepherd who walked on the face of the earth. His name was Jesus. And he poured out his life, ultimately, to disciple 12 people. I don't know if I can handle 12 people at once. It takes so much work and care to take care of one or two, but 12? What I'm getting at is that we need shepherds in a body. These gifts here doesn't mean they're elders. Elders is different. All the elders will have gifts as well, but there's people in the body. We all have a gift if we're a disciple of Jesus, sometimes more than one. But he's given those gifts for a purpose. So I wanted to clarify what pastor. When it says pastor, that's the only place that's translated pastor in the English. But if you go to the Greek, it's the same word. It's used 18 times. It's a shepherd. Someone who's concerned about the sheep. Someone who's concerned to see if they're sick, they're going to try to help them. If they've wandered off, they're going to seek them out. If they see that they're hungry, they're going to find food to feed them. If they see they're thirsty, they're going to get some clean water for them. That's what shepherds do. In the same way, what does that look like in the body? See someone struggling, you're going to go and try to seek them out. Might be a text, might be a phone call, might be going for coffee. Right? See someone that needs something to eat, you're going to try to get something to share with them, to try to encourage them. Might be one or two verses. Right? And then we need teachers, and teachers are those who can share God's word in such a way that it becomes easy to understand. Right? It's a gift. And I left my phone. Can you pass it up here? I wanted to read this verse in a different translation, in verse 12. And this here is in the New Living Translation. It says, their responsibility, that is, these people with these gifts that we just talked about, there's five gifts there, is to equip God's people to do his work and build up the church, the body of Christ. So look at that really carefully. He gave these five gifts for the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. So these five gifts are given to equip the saints. Who's that? The whole church. For what purpose? To build up the body. In other words, these gifts are given so that everybody gets equipped to do what? To build up the whole church. It's not just these five gifts. It's every member of the body should be building up the body. Does that make sense? Every member of our natural body has a purpose to help the whole body. Right? That big toe that's kind of ugly and stinky, it's really important. I got a bunion on this foot and my balance is not as good because that toe is kind of out a little bit. Right? I don't have the balance I used to. But yet that big toe has a very specific purpose for the whole body. Some people think, well, you know, the mouth, that's really the important part. But the mouth can't get to where it ought to go if the toe can't get it there. What I'm trying to say is every single part has a body. Do you believe that if you're a disciple of Jesus, that you have a part in building up the body? And I ask that because we've heard this, I think, some of us many times. But do we actually believe that you have a part in the local body right here to your will for me today, Sunday? What's your will for me on Monday? Lord, show me, prompt me, lead me, because I want to be faithful to build up the body. Who needs encouragement? And I spent a little more time on that idea of being a pastor. Shepherd, do you care about people? Might be a mom at home taking care of five kids. She cares about those people, but man, all of a sudden she's got a sister in her heart. Be faithful. Maybe that sister needs a phone call. Maybe they need a visit. Maybe they need a text. Maybe you're concerned somebody's kind of just, man, they're kind of not in the middle of the flock. The most dangerous place to be is the sheep that's off in the thickets. That's the one the wolf will pick off. Right? The one in the center of the flock is very safe. And so I guess I'm saying, do we have a heart and a concern for others? That's awesome. God's given you that. It's a gift. Don't just ignore it, but make time, right? Give yourself to help others, encourage the body. This is, I think, is really important. So we can think of these certain gifts and sometimes we can kind of elevate them or different things, but yet every single part of the body has a purpose. And I'm not sure that we always understand it. I mean, they take out some parts. They used to take out tonsils all the time. I don't actually understand much about it, but I hear now they're trying to take them out as quickly. So maybe they figured out why. I don't have mine. I know someone else, they've got theirs taken out and they grew back. So I don't know, but I bet you there's a purpose. Some people, they take the appendix out just right away. And yeah, we can live without it, but is there a purpose? I actually hear there is a purpose. Every part has a purpose. Can I live without my big toe? Yep. Will I function as well as I should? Nope. Every part has a purpose. So don't ever believe this idea that I just need to just go to church and then go to church next week. And then, no. Lord, what's your will for me? Not just on Sundays, but every day of the week. Who can I encourage? It might be someone in your very own household. Wouldn't that be a great testimony? I think, yeah, you know what? Imagine one day when we're in heaven and you see your natural brother or sister there and you're like, and they say, you know, I'm here because of you. The way my older brother and my older sister spent time with me, cared for me, and encouraged me, ultimately impact me for eternity. Wouldn't that be an amazing testimony? That'd be amazing. It can happen right in our own house. Anyways, that's part of the body right here, is brothers and sisters, and it goes beyond, right? But we all have a part. I'm going to read one other, and I'm guilty of this too. We can get so busy with our own problems that our eyes get focused on our own problems and our own issues. And sometimes the best way out of that is to get our eyes off of our own problems. To say, Lord, yeah, I got a lot of problems. I got so many things going wrong right now, but who needs encouragement? Who can I be a blessing to? So to get our eyes off of self and to get our eyes on to saying, Lord, what do you have for me? Surely there's something more than just dealing with my own problems. And it says a verse here in Proverbs 11:25. It says something. The generous soul will be made rich, and he who waters will also be watered himself. Are you watering others? Water is what causes things to grow. Without water, it's not going to grow. Are you watering others? Are you concerned about others growing? Are we looking to see how can I encourage somebody else? Because it says when you do that, what's going to happen? You're going to get watered. You're going to grow. So let's not ever fall into this mindset or trap of I just got too much stuff and too many problems myself. One of the ways out of it is saying, Lord, who can I encourage? Who can I be a blessing? And I've alluded to some of it already. Start in verse 4. It says, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. There are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. So don't compare to your brother or sister in the body. There's going to be differences in how God uses us. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. God has placed each member in the body, and the way God uses them might be different, but the purpose is to profit all. Then I think we're going to be encouraged to say, God, well, how can I bring benefit to the whole body of Christ today? Lord, what does that look like? Guaranteed, when I have a sprained ankle, the whole body's limping. But when I get help with the ankle, the whole body benefits. Does that make sense? So if you see one member struggling and you're able to help them, the whole body will benefit. Verse 12 says, for as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that body being many are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. For in fact, the body is not one member, but many. If the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where would be the hearing? And if the whole were hearing, where would be the smelling? But now God has set the members of each one of them in the body just as he pleased. So I like that because it's saying that, you know what? God is the one who chooses to give us the gifts that he gives. And so let's not ever wish we had something different, but let's be faithful with what God has done. If God's given you a specific gift, a specific ability, to be able to encourage or build up or pray or do whatever it might be, do that. Because God's the one who chose it. And who are we to fight against God? God is the one who put the body together. And so it's very clear here that the local church, the body of Christ, God used these words for a purpose so that we can think of this natural body as an example. So I didn't make this up. It's right here in Scripture, right? This natural body is a picture of the body of Christ and how every single member has a part. So if you're a disciple of Jesus, you have a part. You have gift. You need to use the gift for what purpose? For the profit of the body. And so I want to encourage you to ponder those things and find out, do we really believe what the Bible says? And if you come to believe it, which hopefully we all do, then say, God, show me Sunday. Show me Monday morning. Show me Tuesday. And Lord, it's not going to always be a really, oh, this is exactly what you have to do. Sometimes he'll make it very clear. Other times you're like, Lord, I'm available. Lord, use me this day. And you know what? As the day goes, you might be able to, at the end of the day, say, huh, you know what? You actually used me to be a blessing here, to serve in this way, to encourage this person. Sometimes you reflect back and go, man, maybe I should have. Lord, forgive me. And Lord, help me to be faithful tomorrow. I'm going to stop there, but please, don't ever think you don't have a part. We all have a part.